In the middle of the parasha, right after the Avodas Yom Kippurim, comes the parasha of Shchutei Chutz. Shchutei Chutz is a Avera Chamura, one of the Chayvei Krisus. A person offers a carbon, Shechs, is Mala carbon, Makdir carbon, outside the precincts of where he should. It will be the Beis Hamikdash. So that is considered to be a terrible Avera. The person meant very well, and nevertheless, it's Avera Chamura. The Pasuk tells us the temptation to offer Kabanos outside the Beis Hamikdash was something that was very prevalent during the period of Bais Rishon. Even the kings of Malchus Beis David that were righteous, but it was very hard for them to stop people from offering karbanos on a bama. Time after time, the psukim tell us about kabamos lo saru. They might have been successful against Avodah Zarah, but to stop people from offering karbanos on their own was very difficult, because there was a tremendous feeling that people wanted to do what they thought was right, to offer these karbanos for the right reasons, but it was a terrible error. Eliyahu Bar Hakama was a unique exception because of Haras Shah, that a Navi has the right to suspend a law in the Torah for the sake of the need of the time. And that was Eliyahu's special din of Eliyahu Tishmoen, that he was able to say, bring your karbanos and they offer Shchut Yichutz. But that was a unique halacha. Early in the parasha, we have the fine details of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Every detail is so specific, very important, in order that the avodah be done right. During the period of Bayis Sheni, there was a big polemical dispute, major machlokes that raged between the Purushim and the Tzedukim. The Purushim had their Masorah of Tarshah Bal Peh, how to understand the Sukkim and how to interpret it in light of Tarshah Bal Peh. And the Tzedukim, they had their own way, and they read the Psukim their way, and they weren't mekabel the Torah Shabbal Peh that the Purushim were interpreting. So one of the major fault lines between the Tzedukim and the Purushim, this is mentioned many times in the Sugis and Yuma, was specifically how to offer the Torah of Yom Kippur, that is, the Torah of Nai v'Lefnim. The Torah talks about taking extra fine Torah and going into the Beis LaParoches. And it says ki be'on ne'roi alaka poris. It also says v'nasan sektoris ha'l'esh l'fnei Hashem. So when exactly would the ktoris be placed on the machta filled with coals? When would the smoke be created? Would it be before he entered? So he entered already, there was already a smoke coming out. Or did he wait until he went inside and then he put the ktoris on the coals of the machta? So the tzedukim assumed that he had to do it before. And the Purushim interpreted it that first he goes in and then he makes the smoke come up. And the Mishnayos tell us in Yuma that one of the things they did as part of the Achana for Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol, they were mashbiah him. Because there were so many Kohen Gadolim that you didn't even know where the sympathies lied, and not everybody couldn't see what he was doing. Chalad miyeba o moed, and who's to know that he didn't have his secret agenda to do like the Tzedukim, so they were mashbiah him, that he shouldn't be Mishana and do it. And he cried, and they cried, they was choshed, but this is what the Mishnayos tell us. There's an incredible Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yutes, about a particular Tzeduki, Shehiskin Mibachutz Vihichnis, means he made the fire, the smoke come up outside and then came in. And then after he came out of the he was beaming from ear to ear. He was Sameach Simcha Gedola. So his father met up with him. He says, you know, we're Tzedukim. That's our thing. But aren't you a little bit afraid of the Purushim? So he said the following words, Kol Yomai Hayisi Mitztayer Al HaMikra Hazeh. My whole life I was aggravated, thinking, how can I be right? How can I do it the way we interpret it, kiba anirah kaporis, meaning to make the smoke come out earlier. Amarti, amasa yavo liyadi v'akaymenu. When will I be able to fulfill it? Achshav shavo liyadi lo akaymenu. So I'm going to be intimidated by those pirushim and their shavua and everything else. I know how to do it, and I want to make sure I do it right. Okay, l'maisa lo hayam muatim. L'maisa, he had a very bad ending. And it was all because of, obviously, Midas Adin came against him because he deviated. But what Avchaim Shmuel Levitt says, something very unbelievable. He says, what Chazal are showing us in the way they report the story, that this Tzaduki was literally Moser Nefesh for his mistake. As he says, Ko Yomai Hayisi Mitzdaya, when am I going to be able to do it? And that was how he thought he was supposed to do it. And that lesson we find by Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva, Ko Yomai Mitzdaya, because he wanted to know, he knew the mitzvah of Yapsa Hashem Elkecha, Moser Nefesh HaKiddush Hashem, Kamidas Rabbi Akiva Lahavdil, and this was a tzaduki, but it was for the wrong cause. To me, it's a way of showing that's what you shvutichut also. A person thinks they're doing a mitzvah, and they do it. You could say b'lev shalem, and meanwhile they're doing mamish to the devil. Asirim, it's mamish not. It's not iskadel, and it's terrible. You know, every day in Volet Zion, we end with the following words toward the end. First, we have a series of psukim. Then we say, Baruch HaOkinu Shebra'anu L'chvodo V'gdilanu Min HaToyim V'nasan L'Taras Emes. We acknowledge that we have a Torah, Chai Om Nata B'Sochenu, and we ask, Hu Yiftach Ben B'Sarasso, Yosem B'Libenu Avasa B'Hirasa V'Lasan V'Lasus V'Tolda B'Lev Shalim. So we have a Torah, and we ask Hashem to open our hearts, and we should feel Ava and Yira, and we should be able Rasus Ritzono Ulaavdo Belev of Shalem, and we should serve Hashem with a full heart. And then we add Leman Lo Nigla Larik Vlo Nigla Beholet, based on Lashonos of Pasuk in Yeshaya, these exact words, but we're using it for the sake of the Bakasha, that we should be able to do Hashem's will Belev of Shalem. So that lo niga larik, we should not exert ourselves in vain. In the Sidur Agra, the old Sidur Agra from the Pirish on the Banim Siach Yitzchak from the Talmud of Israel Salanter, the Yitzchak Mautzin, he says the idea. I'm elaborating a little bit, but basically, a person could be having all the right machshavos and put out so much energy and effort and could be missing the boat. Who's to know? It's a scary thing. Things, examples. In a dakus. So we have to ask every day that we hit the mark because we're putting ourselves out for all kinds of things and we have to be doing it for the right things. Otherwise, all that effort, it's Kol Yama Yisi Mitzdayer, and it's for, you know, it's for something that's going to lead to the achris of that tzeduki. And we have to be magdin. Baruch Hu Shebra'anu L'chvod Abdu'am Na'atoin. If you have Torah, then at least you have a better chance at it. Even with Torah, you need Siyata Dishmaya. You have to do it right, and you have to not misappropriate Torah and misinterpret Torah for your own agendas. Okay, that's its own avoda. But alavez is to know that we have a roadmap. Have a roadmap, then we have a fighting chance that when we niga, it's not niga larik, it's not niga behola, it's lasos ritzono of the glory of Shalem. It's a scary thing what's going on around us right now in the world. You know, we just, Baruch Hashem, we came through a yantif, and we can feel that we're on the right track, and we need to be able to keep the momentum going. But at the same time that, you know, that we're experiencing an elevated yantif and the kedusha of the Shalosh Regalim, You have young people your age who have totally far, far, far from anything close to Torah, Jewish, non-Jewish, and they think that they believe in certain causes. Their religion is a progressive values, and they know about a reality going on in another part of the world, and they're out there trying to create a storm, and they're looking to break down the barriers of society for a cause that they're throwing themselves into, that they don't even know, and what's the emes and what's the sheker. It's mamish abichina of niga lebik and a neged la behola. And they're putting out the kochos, and they have to find the energy, the outlet to express all that energy. It's a pachad. It's a pachad, pachad, pachadim, that this is what we're seeing. And we don't know where it's heading. But it just reminds me of this part of the davening, of Vovot Zion, and the points in the parsha that we see there. There are obviously different degrees of this. Obviously, there are always going to be agitators who are completely, whatever it is, and there's all kinds of forces that are mixed into it, not to mention the blatant anti-Semitism and so on. But even if you take all that out of the picture, just the idea that a person could be putting out so much energy and creating such a tumult, and mamish, they're doing it for, it's mamish for the opposite of what the basic values of society should be standing for, and yet this is the attention that they're getting. It's a really a frightening thing. So in your name, though, I think we have to just recognize that for what it is, and we have to deal with it appropriately. We have to all obviously stay safe, and hopefully things will peter out and play out. We really don't know where it's going. It's still a work in progress, the entire social scene, and how it's taking over the world and getting the attention that it's getting. But I think just coming back to all of us, I think it's just important, Mr. Haskell, that's so appropriate, that we have to choose where we put our kochos. And we start off, Baruch Hashem, with an awareness that we have a Masorah, we have a Torah, we have a Torah's MS, and then we use the framework of a Torah's MS and the values of the Torah to be able to look at the world with proper glasses and then see everything in the world through Torah lens, and then from there be able to take our kochos and use them to the utmost, that we not miss the mark. We have to do the right thing and do it right. Hashem should give us asiyata d'shmaya, that when we say these words we can really feel them, and we should be able to recognize that all our efforts continue to be in a positive direction. And we should take the oros of the yantif mit Hashem that we took over yantif, should carry us forward. Good Shabbos.